evening. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James from Oneonta, New York, checking in via EchoLink. Good evening.
Good evening, Kevin. Always a pleasure having you check in with us. How's things going down your way?
Well, hello, Bob, and I'd like to say hello to everybody up there in the Boonville area. I apologize, the last few nights I've been kind of a little bit scatterbrained here. I've been trying to help our fire department down here with our new repeater we've been installing, and finally got it moved up on top of the mountain, and we're using an existing antenna with coax, and unfortunately I think we're finding we got some issues with it, so we're continuing to do some testing. I have some suspicions either there might be some water in the coax or possibly the antenna may have a crack or something and it's not operating at peak efficiency. So tell you what, I'll give it back to you in the net because I know there's probably others that want to check in. We did hit 75 today under partly cloudy skies. It's currently 63 and comfortable. I will say 73 and I'll sit on the side.
Okay, Kevin. Thank you for checking in. Always a pleasure. And well, I hope you get the problem solved with the antenna. They can be frustrating. I found a lot of times if I'm doing antenna work, it seems to help me when I do it in the morning. I think it's a little more stable than sometimes in the afternoon. I've had some problems that way. But yeah, I've got to do a little bit here myself, renew some things. And put it back in shape again. It's been quite some time since everything's been up. Well, you have a good evening, and have a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, looking for further check-ins. Go Link Stations. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KD2AIG.
KC2WI-IP, KD2AIT, hello Jeff. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on? How's your day?
Well, I got back here last night at, I'm not sure what time, fairly late. I didn't leave Lake Pleasant until 5 or 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I don't know exactly when. I had planned on leaving about 2 or 3 hours earlier, but just as I was saying, well, I guess I should get going. It wasn't very sunny or anything like that, and I had gotten my work done there. And I had called somebody and said, listen, I've got your computer done, and it's ready, and I'll get my dad to meet you somewhere. And then I decided, well, you know what, I'm just going to take care of it right now. It'll only be a 15-minute detour, so to speak. And I was about ready to, I said, I'll call you when I'm ready. How long are you going to be there? Well, I'll be there till 4 o'clock. Okay. So I had planned, I was just about ready to go out, and boy, did it rain. We had a really torrential rain, thunderstorm. The water was running off the porch roof literally in sheets. I mean, it was just pouring down and windy. I was 10 feet away from the side where it was really blowing in from, and I was still feeling moisture. And it calmed down a little, but it rained for an hour, and then it started to clear up, and so about 3:30, 3 o'clock or so, I guess it kind of cleared. And around 3:30, I went into town, dropped off the laptop, and by the time I got back to the house at 4-ish, a little after 4, it already kind of got cloudy, but I hung around a little bit longer, and I got the lawnmower out for my father and got that started. So probably, I left about 5, I don't know. And, of course, it really didn't rain again. And I guess it was a very, very narrow band, or a very narrow thunderstorm, because a lot of people here said it didn't rain. My father said he didn't see much evidence of rain as they were coming back home. I'm not sure when they got there, but it was, sometime after I left. And I guess I heard a report that Boonville got it, or maybe Fort Lytton got it, but Boonville didn't. I don't know. Very narrow. When I got home last night, it was real hot in the house. I opened up all the windows, all the doors, everything had a screen on it, left them open overnight. And it was reasonably cool this morning, but it actually got colder. I actually had to stop. A guy called me at 11. I forgot about that call scheduled, and I was a few minutes late going out to swap cars. I said, I can talk to you, but wait a minute. I was so cold. I said, I'm not going to sit here for another 20 minutes without putting on, a heavier shirt. I already had a long sleeve shirt on. And when it warmed up, I came back from Boonville, went down to the Boonville until Fast Truckers Run, and I was warm enough to shorts and stuff. It was very pleasant, so it turned out pretty nice. That's the story for today. I really didn't get a lot of work done between that phone call and a few other things, but I worked all day, but I didn't produce get the end product out the door that I wanted to do. So, anyway, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, boy, that sounds like quite a day of it between the rain and trying to make a schedule, and I don't know, that downpour was something else. We caught bits and pieces of it here, but nothing about the downpour stage. We got a little bit of rain. I went to Boonville this morning to get some groceries, and unfortunately I went with just a single light shirt on, and I'll tell you what, when I got out of the car, it was quite chilly. So, I could imagine what you had there after the temperature dropped a bit. Well, KA2ZNZ, Jack, how's your evening? How was your day today?
Well, kind of busy today. Stayed in the lower 70s, which was fine with me. But still 69, though, so it hasn't gone down very much. And, still doing some work outside, and as I walked out here right at sunset or right at dusk. And man, the mosquitoes down this way will pick you up and carry you away. So I hope Jeff isn't going to be faced with that this weekend. And you as well up in that area. And yeah, that's about it from down here. 7-3's all around. KA2, that ends up.
Okay, Jack. Yeah. I would imagine you had a pretty busy day. I took it relatively easy today myself. I didn't do a whole lot. Yesterday was a different story. I put a royal hurting on my body and trying to recoup a little bit today. And as for the mosquitoes, I'll tell you, they're they're out in full force, and I actually think we got another round of the black flies that came in, or I don't know what's the word for it anyway, were hatched, and they seem to be prevalent early part of the morning and also towards the evening, but well, during the day, I'll tell you what, you stir up the lawn and it brings them out in full force. So, anyway, you have a good evening, Jack. I'll check in with you later on. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, yesterday was a busy day for me. I don't think there's much I didn't get into. And been a few times I had to rest my back. Just a little bit too much. Moved the wrong way a couple of times and got a couple of things out of place, but at least got a little bit of a comfort zone. So today I took it relatively easy, got out in the shed and I started organizing a little bit, picking things up that I had left from the day before, keeping everything back and try to keep it in its place, but to look at it, you'd never believe it. Just too much, too many things. And boy, you get going with a project, you get everything out, and nothing seems to go smooth the way you want at times, so you wrestle around with that, a couple of detours here and there. So that's pretty much it for me, and anyway, it was a good day, quite cool, and hoping it warms up good tomorrow. I think the forecast is for it being around 80, at least 78, or in the upper 70s, so that should make a wonderful day. And I don't think we're going to get much for precipitation. I'm with Jeff. I've got seed down here and there in places and continually watering it, trying to get it. Some of it's germinated and some not. And I think probably could be the fault of the seed, or maybe I didn't get enough loose dirt on it. But anyway, that's pretty much it for me. And I'm looking for a good day tomorrow. So we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in with us. And this is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Jeff, Pete, and Kevin for checking in this evening. Everyone have a good evening. 73. This is N5AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clear of this repeater via Echolink. Thank you for use of the repeater, and 7-3. Hope to catch you tomorrow.
KD2FPM, KC2WI.
Go ahead, KC2DWI. This is KD2FPM.
You have quite a hum on your audio.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. I switched over to my cell phone from using my tablet, so I'm not sure what the deal is. I'm hoping it's not something else going on in here.
If you were using a handheld or a radio of any kind, but particularly a handheld, my suspicion would be that you were using something with a power supply, with an AC, you know, power supply, adapter or something, and like you had the handheld, but you had the charger plugged in, which really didn't have enough, current capability to actually run the radio, or you have a power supply with bad filtering or something like that. That's exactly what it sounds like. It really sounds like that kind of hum. Maybe it's not, but that's what I, when I heard you, that's what I initially thought. It, you know, just exactly that kind of a sound.
Oh, that's absolutely interesting. Yeah, I would have no idea why it's doing that because I'm not even plugged in. I'm running off of my battery on the cell phone at this point. So hopefully one of these days I'm going to get up into the Boonville area with either A, my mobile unit, and or B, my handheld. So hopefully I'll be able to chat with you guys on your net that way. This is KD2FPM. Back to you.
Yeah, either that or you've got to find a local repeater that has echolink and go in, you know, with your radio and use whatever the control codes are set up on that are for, punch in the node number and link that repeater to this repeater. So actually, I don't think I've ever done that. I've had people do that and, you know, and I've heard them, but you can do that unless that's disabled. But, that might be something if there's a local repeater. But, yeah, you might be able to if you get the right antenna and stuff. KC2WI.
Yeah, actually, my fiance lives up in North Utica, so I do go up there and visit every once in a while. Plus, I know you guys have heard me mention that on Sundays and Mondays I do the weather report for the Adirondack Praise Network. So that gets broadcast out all over the southern Adirondacks and through the Mohawk Valley into the Allegheny Plateau down this way towards the Catskills. So, but like I said, I do get up that way once in a while. I know I'll be up there. I don't think it'll be this weekend, but I think it'll be the next weekend after I'll be up that way. So if I can sneak up into the Boonville area, I'll make sure to have at least, like I say, my handheld. And if I'm driving my Jeep, I'll definitely try the mobile unit that I've got and see if I can chat with you guys that way. I think it'd be kind of cool. All right, I'll send it back to you. This is KD2FPM.
Yeah, okay. Well, who knows where that's coming from, but, boy, it just sounds kind of like a power supply hum. Obviously, it's not. If you're using the phone and the phone is on the battery and it doesn't seem like, even if you're using a phone with a Wi-Fi connection, anything and that would get into it because that's all digital. That wouldn't affect the audio, so not sure. All right, 73, KC2WI.
Yeah, actually, I should say the return trip down here that I'm hearing, it almost sounds like there's like a fan going in the background in the audio. So not sure if maybe that could be something in the connection there that's sitting there or if I'm the only one that's checked in that hum comes in on. I'm not really sure. I know I was checking in with my tablet, but unfortunately I was jumping on my buddy's network through Roadrunner, and that was being intermittent because they were throttling his data. So I said, I'm going to try the cell phone, see if I can hold a better connection. So yeah, hopefully I'll figure it out because I know there's another node up in Utica. And when I'm up there, like I say, next week, what I'll do is I'll log in with my cell phone to that node, and then I'll try to listen on my handheld and see what the audio sounds like and just test it really quick. So Tell you what, KC2TWI, this is KD2FPM. I'll say 73s. If you want, just give me a shout back. Just let me know you caught that, and I'll clear on your final.
Okay. Now, it's your signal because other people have come in on the Echolink without the hum, so it's something in your path somewhere, I guess. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, maybe tomorrow night or whatever. KC2WI.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate the input. I'll see if I can figure out. Maybe it's just something that's kind of screwy with my app setting here for Echolink. So I'll take a peek, see what I can find. 73, my friend, and I want to thank everyone once again for use of the repeater. I will now check out and see you guys hopefully tomorrow night. 82 FPM is clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. I do hold traffic for N5AOW. Looking, of course, for Bob and looking for additional stations. Come now, please.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Conditions tonight. I didn't touch a thing. Anyway, I got N5AOW. Bob, please stand by. And were there any other stations that came in after that, or any additional stations that I should check in before I pass traffic? Okay. Am I copyable, Bob? Am I coming through okay?
No problem at all, Jack. N5AOW.
Okay. You want a reading speed? You want a copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, number 120, routine. Kilo Delta 2, Hotel, Kilo Bravo. 10, Sherburn, New York. May 28, going to your station break. Happy birthday, Bob. Hope you enjoy your special day. 7-3 break. Matt, Mike Alpha Tango Tango, KD2HKB. End of that one, out. Copy okay, Bob?
Roger, I got that. No problem, Jack.
Okay, please copy number 234, routine, KA2000Z, 9, Liverpool, New York, May 28. Going to your station break. Bob, sending you best wishes for your birthday. 7-3 break. check. KA2ZNZ. Netman direct him. And the Bentley, I guess you're copying okay. I got one more. Probably have a couple more as the week then goes. I know we're a couple of days early, but we like to be early birds, I guess. Standby one.
Roger, copy that.
Okay, very good. Please copy number 235, routine. KA2000Z. 14, Liverpool, New York. May 28. Going to your station break. Time flies, but never fear. Let us celebrate another year. Happy birthday, Bob. 73/88 break. Kilo. Charlie Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima. November 2, Mike Quebec Papa. End of the traffic board tonight. How do you do? Do you copy, Bob?
Roger. Copy that, Jack.
And thank you for taking the traffic. I hope you have a good day. I know it's coming up Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, Saturday. Sometimes I like to get the traffic out a little early. Okay, very good. Thanks. And thanks for checking in. Are there any other stations with or without traffic?
N5AOW. Jack, I want to thank you and all the others for the birthday wishes. Thanks again. N5AOW clear.
Okay, very good. In fact, we can work up a short message after we get them all and send a little thank yous back. That way they get a kick out of that. Well, that's the purpose of the message, sir. You know, pass a little traffic. Okay, thanks again. I guess it's you and I tonight. And I appreciate you coming in. 7-3, see you. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. I hope your back is better there. KA2000.